the legislation that currently exists at Stormont does not permit the funding of any transportation outside the six counties. Now, that should have been changed, and I'm extremely disappointed that 14 years into the Assembly, after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, that type of partitionist legislation still exists. But when the issue came up in Stormont during the week, I certainly asked the Minister for Regional Development, Danny Kennedy, would he speak to his counterparts in Dublin with a view to jointly funding the service.
And Danny Kennedy has told you that he's going to look at the possibility of changing this legislation. So there is a glimmer of hope that we may see future funding for the service.
There is a glimmer of hope, and to be, you know, Danny Kennedy's a unionist, he represents Newry and Mourne, but he has been, I would have to say, as a nationalist, been very good to the North West. He found the funding to upgrade the Derry Coleraine section of the railway, something that his predecessor failed to do. And I certainly do have perhaps even more than a glimmer of hope that we can resolve this embarrassing situation where an important ferry service is funded only by Donegal County Council and Limavady Council, and those councils are finding extremely difficult to provide their basic services. This is an issue for central government, and Stormont, of course, funds Rathlin and Strangford. So why make the McGilligan one different?